Promote healthy living in our community. Healthy Cells Magazine offers information on how to live a healthier lifestyle. Pick up your copy of the magazine today. The following is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for educational purposes only. Always consult your healthcare professional.
You're listening to Central Illinois Weekend with Lindsay Romano.
Back here with Mike King from Merryman Herbs. And we, before the break, had talked a little bit about vitamin E, debunking a study, and a little more about its essential benefits. But then we kind of got into a little bit about CoQ10 and its benefits for the heart.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about this. Okay. What is CoQ10?
Well, real quickly, too, vitamin E can be put with CoQ10, and that's how they used to do it. CoQ10 is the quinone donor to the Krebs cycle.
Now, okay. Well, there he goes in Greek again.
In layman's terms, it's the spark plug of the cell.
Okay.
Very important in the ATP energy cycle. And there's basically three forms of CoQ10. There's ubiquinone, semi-ubiquinone, and ubiquinol.
Mm-hmm.
And ubiquinol is basically the OL. I always tell everybody, don't go for the one, go for the OL. The OL form is the most bioavailable. It's the one that, what in scientifically terms, we call it reduced form because it's got the extra electrons.
Okay.
It's a super antioxidant. It's the one you want. It's been real hard for the manufacturers to get that stabilized. But it's the one that's very, very effective. You want what we call a soluble form, because CoQ10 can come as a liquid or a powder.
Uh-huh.
So you want the soluble OL form. To make it very simple for everybody, not to toot my own horn, but come out to Merryman. We'll explain everything.
Oh, do toot your own horn. I'm there like literally about every 20 days.
Bless your heart.
I am literally out there about every 20 days trying something new, because I find so many benefits from it. Now, you said the heart benefits with CoQ10.
Well, this is the big thing. And it's been, you know, CoQ10 has been kind of poo-pooed. Actually, one of my good doctor friends sent me a report from Mayo like a year ago saying that CoQ10 really didn't have that much benefit. Well, you've got to realize what CoQ10 are you looking at? CoQ10 can be made from tobacco, can be basically unbioavailable, and it can be in the ubiquinone form.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the type that, like we were saying, it's kind of a fad. You've got these big companies throwing this what I call junk CoQ10 into their supplements, their vitamins, and saying, oh, we've got CoQ10 in here. Well, scientifically, I probably shouldn't say this, but you might as well go smoke a cigarette
mm-hmm.
if you're going to throw that type of CoQ10 into your product. You want one that's made from like Kenica or some major, the Japanese are the ones that really took this and did a lot with it. Actually, Dr. Crane, University of Wisconsin, was the one to discover it, I think, back in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But the United States really didn't do much with it.
It took a long time for the Eastern medicine to really kind of make its way and really find that there was a lot of benefit there.
Well, the Japanese saw value in this.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're the leaders in the manufacture of it. So that's where most of it's going to come from. And there's nothing wrong with that. They saw great value in it.
We talked, you mentioned about the fad, because you are seeing this. CoQ10 is like, you're seeing it on everything, on vitamins,
right.
I think people just put it on there, just label it. And you said that,
you know,
they're not all the
Lindsay,
same.
Lindsay, the thing is a lot of people are taking statins. And mm-hmm. that's another whole thing we can talk about. But they get muscle aches, cramping, the myalgia, you know, and the CoQ10 is blocked by the statins. So it's something you kind of need to add when you're on that type of pharmaceutical regimen.
Yeah.
So CoQ10, I think that's why we're hearing a lot about it. But you want to make sure you get the OL form. You want to make sure you get the solubilized form. You want to make sure it's very stable. And then you want to get a milligram that's good for you. Now, just on this, for congestive heart failure, what they were doing is they were giving patients like at least 100 milligrams of the really good CoQ10 three times a day.
Okay.
And I've seen people with like Parkinson's, Huntington's, essential tremor, you know, where you have muscle spasms mm-hmm. and so forth, they can take upwards of 600 to 800 milligrams a day. In fact, there was a study done in Denmark a number of years ago, and don't quote me on this one, but I think they basically set the upper limit for humans at about 2,500 milligrams.
Okay, so there's really, I mean,
very safe.
Very, very safe to take.
Safe.
And you said in a soluble form that is the best way.
And look for the OL.
And the OL.
Or just come out and talk to me.
That's
or,
the best
or my
way to
staff,
do it. I can tell you that right
the
now.
The one
definitely.
Form, the ONE form at the end, is not the one you want. You want the OL form, ubiquinol.
All right, and that's bad. Good for heart patients. Now
right.
I want to go jump over to curcumin.
Curcumin, yes.
And what's going on there? What's the latest news? Because
this is the miracle
drug.
I mean, it's too good to be true. I've published articles on this. I've been on the radio. I don't know how many times with this one, but my good friend, Dr. A.J. Goal, who's basically the head of the Department of Baylor University Medical Centers and Salmon's Cancer Center. A brilliant man. Actually, I've never talked to him, but I've gotten emails from him, so I feel like he's one of my friends. But anyway, this is his statement. They've compared this for depression drugs. We knew that the curcumin, the extracts, had
tons of anti-inflammatory properties, it's
everything.
Yeah.
But we knew there was some significant, statistically significant effect on depression. So this is his statement. We knew that curcumin was a very strong anti-inflammatory, so we expected it to work, but we never expected it to work as well as Prozac. The actual drug is fluoxetine, I think.
As Prozac. And how many, what percentage of Americans are currently on an antidepressant? I mean, if you consider that, like, how many people could benefit from curcumin?
Well, you take one of these really potentized, stabilized, standardized curcumin products. BCM95 is basically the trade name that you'll find in a finished product. And not only will you get ultimate pain relief, because it's been compared to any NSAID and all that, and compared to be better, but you'll also get uplift in mood. And this is what he says. Dr. Goal believes curcumin represents a meaningful option for people with depression who are reluctant to use pharmaceutical antidepressants, or for whom those drugs prove ineffective or problematic due to adverse effects. And then also he mentioned real quickly, it's shown that curcumin is helpful in prevention of colon, breast, and prostate cancer. It is proven over and over. So not only do you have this pain relief effect, uplifting of mood, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your digestion, but it also reduces, and actually they're showing maybe significantly helps to prevent certain types of
just
cancer.
Just another thing you can add to the long list.
Over 5,000 studies. I don't know how many now. It's like there's two or three added every day. Usually when I do my research, I know when I did the one on black seed, it was 548, and then a couple days later it went to 549, and the new study was significant.
Absolutely. So. Well, hey, if anybody wants to know more about vitamin E, CoQ10, or even the benefits, all of the benefits for curcumin.
Oh, I got to tell you, everybody, our website, www.merryman.com, it's been revamped. It's open.
It's
please come
ready
and visit.
To go.
And if you haven't heard any of these older shows, we've got it podcast. We've got a
fantastic
link to your website, and you can listen to all of our shows that we've done in the past.
Wonderful. And how do they come visit you? Because they really need to come if they have
anytime,
questions.
Anytime, 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. We're open daily. We're at 1405 Merryman Lane, and feel free to give us a call at 217-429-1555.
And don't forget to check them out on Facebook. Tons of information there.
Oh, yes, Merryman Herbs.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, it's
always
my pleasure. You're just a joy. I just love doing this.
Well, we're going to have more, of course. So
Okay. Make
sure to tune in for next week as well.
Sure.
Well, we'll be back with more Central Illinois Weekend.